Welcome to North Christian Church's audio blog. I'm Pastor Ed Collins, the author of this blog. This week's blog, dated July 15, 2022, is titled, The Simplicity of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel, according to Holy Scripture, is actually very simple to understand. A beautiful example of the simplicity of salvation is the conversion of the Philippian jailer. Acts 16:25-34 reads, About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bonds were unfastened. When the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, Do not harm yourself, for we are all here. And the jailer called for lights and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. And they spoke the word of the Lord to him, and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their wounds. And he was baptized at once, he and all his family. Then he brought them up into his house and set food before them. And he rejoiced along with his entire household that he had believed in God. To believe in Jesus means to believe in his person and his work. This implies that you believe the biblical testimony of both who he is and who he himself claimed to be. 1 John 5:6-12 reads, This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God, that he has borne concerning his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son. And this is the testimony, that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. When Paul and Silas told the Philippian jailer, quote, Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, Acts 16:31, this included the need to believe in the work Jesus accomplished for sinners on the cross, Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Luke 15:1-7 reads, Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to him. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, This man receives sinners and eats with them. So he told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost? Until he finds it. And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost. Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Jesus proclaimed that he came to save his own lost sheep, not the self-righteous who believe they, quote, need no repentance, verse 7. His sheep know they are lost, which means they will respond to his calling. John 10:3-4, 14-15 reads, To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, He goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Jesus also proclaimed that there are many who do not believe they need him. The Pharisees are a perfect example of those whom Jesus, the great shepherd, did not call by name, verse 3, because they were self-righteous, perceiving themselves as without the need for Jesus. Luke 5:30-32 reads, "And the Pharisees and their scribes grumbled at his disciples, saying, Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? And Jesus answered them, Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." So you see, the gospel of Jesus Christ is very simple to understand. The gospel is Jesus Christ. He is the good news. He is Lord and Savior. Anyone who chooses to believe in him will be saved. It's that simple. Let's not complicate what God has made so easy to understand. Acts 4:12 reads, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." I've been tasked with teaching the doctrines of election and predestination, elements of the gospel, from my pulpit. These are topics for seasoned believers, and even some of them struggle for a time, especially as it pertains to reconciling God's decree with man's so-called, quote, free will. My advice to you is the same advice I give to my congregation. When it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ, keep it simple, because it really is. Who among us can say we understood election and predestination when we were first saved by the grace of God? Nobody I know, that's for sure. Ephesians 2:8-10 reads, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Never abandon the simplicity and purity of devotion to Jesus Christ and his gospel. John 3:16-21 reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God." Thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed this, please visit us at nccdighton.org. That's nccdighton.org. Until next time, God bless and have a wonderful day in God's matchless grace.